It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Well, we bring you the Morning Skate not from Sharks Ice at San Jose, but from SAP Center at San Jose. The reason? The Sharks aren't skating, but the Pittsburgh Penguins are. You can tell that from the background. And it's always interesting to see this hockey club come here, echoing the memories of the Stanley Cup Final in 2016. This is their only visit. And the big question now, Drew, is Evgeny Malkin's out. He's on the IR as of today. But might this be the final time we see Sidney Crosby in a Penguins uniform in this building? I say no.
There's been a lot of rumors around Sidney Crosby and the future of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Kyle Dubas has come out and said that he is going to basically rebuild, restructure the Pittsburgh Penguins. They tried to keep the window open a little bit longer, couldn't do it. They are a team that's older, slower, and they've got some holes to fill. The rumor is that Sidney Crosby could be moving to another team before the trade deadline. Sidney would have to say yes to it, number one.
He's in total control.
And I don't see Sidney Crosby as a guy who would leave the Pittsburgh Penguins, because he and the Pittsburgh Penguins and the city of Pittsburgh are synonymous. They are a team, they are a group, three entities that one without the other seems absolutely wrong to me.
Can you compare this for just a second? Patrick Marleau played 20 years in a Sharks uniform. Is Patrick Marleau synonymous with San Jose in the same way?
No, because Sidney's got some stuff that Patrick doesn't.
Three things.
Exactly. Stanley Cups. And Sidney lets Patrick Marleau is great. Patrick Marleau, I think, is a Hall of Famer. Sidney Crosby is one of the greatest hockey players to ever play the game.
Without question. And, you know, since the Sharks came in the NHL, I took a look at this. He's number two in scoring against all NHL players since the San Jose Sharks came into the National Hockey League. Number one, of course, is Jaromir Jagr, one of his old Penguins teammates. But that really is something to say, that Sidney Crosby has done that much for the game over the course of his time, and it shows up in his production. This guy's incredible. I'm watching him on the ice. He's the hardest working guy on the ice right now in his late 30s, and is such a great leader. It's everything you want Macklin Celebrini to become.
Yeah, I'd take that for sure. When you look at great players, I'm a big believer that great just doesn't happen. There's a lot of good players. Everybody that gets drafted into the league is a good player. How do you become great? You have to work at it. You have to work at getting better and better. Think about what Sidney Crosby has gone through on his injuries, especially the head injuries. And he still persevered, still worked through it, still became who he is today. When you look at Sidney Crosby, he embraced being the face of the NHL. He and Ovechkin embraced that rivalry with each other. Internationally, he's scored the biggest goal in Canadian hockey history, the golden goal for Canada. He has done absolutely everything you could ever ask and then some with how much of an ambassador for the game he has been, not only for Pittsburgh, but the entire league. So I don't see it changing. I don't see him changing it in uniform, because I think he's the type of guy who wants to see if he can help Pittsburgh get back on the right track.
That's what I think. I think he wants to be part of the rebuild of this Penguins team. He probably thinks it can happen faster if he's there than if he's not there, certainly. And it's going to be really fascinating to see what Kyle Dubas does. But today, at least for this time period, they've got a different lineup. Crosby is going to be the top center. Rickard Rakell is playing quite well. Anthony Beauvillier is on the left wing side at the moment, last game. But Evgeny Malkin's out. And so what do the Penguins do? They recall an old name from the Drew Remenda playbook, Jesse Puljujarvi. I don't even know if he's playing tonight, but he's just another body. He's here. He's on the ice. As Coach Mike Sullivan, former Sharks great, assembles his team right now at center ice to get their practice begun. But it's going to be interesting to see how the lineup actually slots out. And they will be depending, obviously, a little bit more on their defensemen. Letang and Carlson are both healthy for this game. Let's go back to that game way back in the early part of the season. That was one of the shootout losses the Sharks had. San Jose had to fight back from a big deficit. They tied the game late when Tyler Toffoli, on a power play with an extra attacker on 6-on-4, forced the OT. What was weird about that game was the Sharks were in command once they got the game back, once the Penguins had taken that lead, and they were really pushing hard. Then overtime started, and the Penguins totally flipped the switch. And I remember Mackenzie Blackwood making two or three great saves on Sidney Crosby in overtime that got the Sharks to the shootout. But the problem was when they got to the shootout, they couldn't finish it off, and here we go.
Yeah, the guys that they had shooting out for the Penguins, pretty darn good.
Yeah, Malkin got the game decided.
Exactly. Well, then also, when you go to the 3-on-3 overtime, you got Crosby and Malkin and Letang or Carlson out there, it's like it's almost like unfair when you have McDavid and Draisaitl get out together on 3-on-3. It's a tough day for any team to try to match up against them. So with the Sharks, obviously a key is another to try to get off to a good start. But get off to a good start and then maintain it is going to be the issue. I'm very interested in this game because Pittsburgh's lost the last two. The Sharks have done what they have done in the last number of games where they just cannot find a way to win a hockey game, and there's been a lot of down points in the game. I don't know, Danny, if I felt any more down about a hockey game than I did the last game against the Florida Panthers.
I felt the same way. It was really, really disheartening to see how badly they were just taken to the cleaners. I mean, if I were Mr. Spock in the TV series Star Trek, I would have said, annihilation, Jim. Total and complete annihilation. And I don't think I'm exaggerating.
No, it was what I'm looking for. So, okay, that game's over with. I hope you learned some lessons. I want to see some pushback from the Sharks. We've seen a lot of pushback from the Sharks in games, but it's been in spurts. It's been here and there. I want to see a team come out ticked off that they, in a packed house, did what they did against the Stanley Cup champs. As far as they didn't give you anything back. They got off to a good start, and then when Florida counterpunched, that was it. The Sharks, all they did was just put their hands up and just hope for the end of the game. I was not impressed with the way that the Sharks tried to fight back. There just wasn't anything there. Now,
better against Nashville second game?
Yes. But credit the Florida Panthers for playing the way they did. But overall, you want to look at this game tonight, you want to look at the San Jose Sharks and what they have to do. Number one thing is you've got to keep the dang puck out of the net. You can't be giving up 6 and 7 goals every time you're on the ice.
Well, they've given up 6 goals 4 straight games. And the last team to give up 6 goals in 5 straight games was the 1990 Quebec Nordiques, who were in the league that year before the Sharks even existed. So that's how rare this has been. The goals against total, first of all, it's a sign of what's going on with the Sharks in the defensive zone. But the other sign is, and let's be realistic about this, of how well Mackenzie Blackwood played when he was here. Because since he has left, these things have happened.
Yeah, you got to give me a stop. If you're Georgiev, you're Askarov, you got to give a stop. 2 or 3, as a matter of fact. And Mackenzie played himself off the team. That's as Mike Greer put it. And most times you say that, you're talking about the fact the guy's not on the team anymore because he wasn't good enough. Mackenzie was the exact opposite. Played so well that Mike Greer was going to move him. Mike said it. You know, we know that Mackenzie's gone and what Mackenzie's done since. So good for him. He's a wonderful guy. So the Sharks can't dwell on that. Nobody can dwell on that. Look at the fact that you need more from everybody defensively. There's no other way to put it.
And that's the way we have to put it. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock tonight with our Sharks warm-up show. Scott Hannon will be with me on the call on the Sharks Audio Network. Make sure you tune in on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online at sjsharks.com/listen, and, of course, on our terrestrial radio affiliate network with stations ranging from Fresno all the way to Eureka. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.